सत्संग जी प्रेम से कहना It's been a lovely past couple of hours being in the presence of you all and the blissful time that we all have been experiencing. And when we landed in Phoenix, I just realized that we are here for less than 24 hours. But the joy, the love, and the enthusiasm, and the devotion, the hearts filled with devotion, makes me feel that even these 24 hours are more than enough, because how we wish to make use of them. And from the moment we landed till now, from the welcome program, which was very powerful, whether performed by the kids or by the elders and whoever performed, the love and the smiles on everyone's faces made us feel the love. And post that, since the Sangat has started, everyone has talked about how it is possible to realize this God, to realize this Almighty. No one just said that, come, let's talk about God. No one just limited themselves to say, let's just praise this God. Let's just sing about this God. Everyone did all of that, but the premise, the foundation was first to realize this God, to know this God. It is not a subject wherein only imagination or wherein only my thinking, my ideas can work. But this topic of spirituality, this topic of God Almighty, it can become a reality, not just remain an imagination or an idea, with the grace of the Sadguru, with the grace of Her Holiness, with the grace of the True Master. And I often say that Sadguru is known as the Sadguru because Sadguru is kehlaya jata hai, kyunki Sadguru hame hamara satya deta hai. Sadguru hame batata hai ki tumhara satya kya hai. Sadguru is known as the True Master because Sadguru is only concerned with the truth, only concerned with telling the mankind what her true identity is. That is the only purpose that the Sadguru has. And rest, everything we talk about, whether it is love, whether it is brotherhood, whether it is compassion, whether it is patience, whether it is all the human values that we wish to see in all of us, in ourselves and in the world, they all become a byproduct of this knowledge. Once I realize this truth, everything else is a consequence. It is almost like if I boil water at 100 degrees Celsius, it is bound to evaporate. Similarly, all these human values that we talk of are bound to manifest once I realize my true self, once I realize this God, and through this realization, live my life the way it is meant to be. We talk a lot about self-actualization in the modern world. We talk a lot about not letting go of any opportunity. We talk a lot about ensuring that we make the most of the opportunities that we get. And this life as a human, is an opportunity that we all miss because we don't realize what the true potential every human holds. What is my true potential? And the Sadguru tells us that you can live this life in this human body, but at a different level. Sadguru often says that you're not just human beings having a spiritual experience. You're spiritual beings having a human experience. And this realization makes my life a very blissful one. We heard about gratitude today. The kids were singing about gratitude, showing their gratitude towards Sadhguru, towards this Almighty. And we often talk about the attitude of gratitude when it comes to devotion, when it comes to living our lives. And I believe that once gratitude truly comes in my life, I start reducing the distance between me, myself, and this Almighty. Because when gratitude truly comes from within, I stop having any separate ideas or any separate plans for my own life. I am happily accepting what is coming my way. And that reduces the distance that I earlier used to have with this Almighty. Because I used to crib, I used to complain, I used to have separate plans. And if something that I worked hard for didn't materialize, I would say that this life is not worthy of living. And once gratitude truly comes in my life, for every small little thing, I start to feel as if everything that is happening around me, the littlest of things, is nothing short of a miracle. And that just makes me feel so close to this one that I'm talking about. And so effortlessly from being two, this duality ends. And I tend to become one with this one. And that is the ultimate destination of the journey of this devotion. This devotion journey is meant to make us one with this one. And this is possible in this very lifetime. And when we talk about gratitude and we take away the spiritual aspect of it, being thankful and being grateful is always going to serve us well. I remember when we were in Barcelona, like you all heard from Upashakji for the Samagam there, the only word that I knew was gracias, and which meant thank you in Spanish. And it made life very easy for those few days. Wherever I used to go, I used to say gracias, gracias, and everyone used to smile, and I used to smile, and we all had a good time. And it just makes you realize, even in my social interactions, how important is being grateful. You know, you're grateful for anyone who holds the door for you, you say gracias, you say thank you. And just it maybe just makes their day, and it makes your day. So we don't realize the little things which hold so much power, which hold so much importance. And like I said, realizing the true sense of gratitude towards this Almighty and the gratitude towards my social interactions then becomes a byproduct. I really don't need to put any effort in saying thank you to someone else for the little things that they do for me. It becomes very natural because I then tend to see this Almighty in them and I feel that I'm thanking the Almighty when I'm thanking someone who's standing in front of me, someone who held the door for me. I thank them and I feel, I just thank the Almighty. Because this is the vision that the Sadhguru gives, that I tend to see this Nirankar, this Almighty in every being. And this makes me feel so loved, so touched by the grace of this Almighty. And once we start this journey, Her Holiness also often mentions that the journey of devotion is not a journey which begins outside and travels towards within. It's an inside-out journey. It starts from within. Because once this realization truly takes place within myself, it is bound to manifest in the world that I see for myself. But we as humans tend to look outwards, look towards others' lives, how everyone is living their life, what is being done in someone else's life. I try to figure out what is to be done in my life by seeing where someone else is going, by seeing what the other person is enjoying. I tend to feel that just because someone else has something in their life, that is why they are happy. And I start to compare my life and I start to feel that if I am able to achieve what the other person has, I'll be happy. And if I somehow end up achieving that, then I would look at someone else's life to see what is being owned by them or what is being done by them. And similarly, when it comes about doing good or being good, we often say that how would it make a difference if I am good? No one else is good. See what they are doing. See what they are doing. How am I supposed to do anything? And this reminds me of a flight that I took last year when we were traveling to Europe from India. It was an eight-hour flight, and whenever we are traveling, I am never able to decide what to watch on the screen that is given to us during the flight. And on that particular flight, I was not able to decide what to watch. And what I ended up doing was looking at the seat next to me, and I started watching what they were watching on the screen. And then I realized that there were almost 3 to 4 screens visible to me from my seat. And two of them were playing a movie which had subtitles on. And it was a Hindi movie which they were watching, but I could not hear the audio. But I was reading the English subtitles. And suddenly I forgot that I had to decide something on my screen. I had to decide for myself what is to be played on my screen. But I entertained myself by, you know, watching 4 movies at a single time. And I entertained myself, then I slept through, then the journey was over. But it made me realize that it was okay to entertain myself for a couple of hours, that I was watching someone else's screen. I relaxed and didn't decide what to watch. But I hope that's not what I'm doing in my own life. I hope rather than living my own life and rather than being one with this one for my own self in my own lifetime, I hope I'm not focusing on what everyone else is doing. I hope I'm not too busy watching what the other person is doing. I hope I'm not too busy or too engrossed in seeing the drama that is going on in everyone else's life and just being a spectator and thinking that I'm so much better than someone else because see the kind of life they are living, and you know, that makes me feel superior just because I can stand as an outsider and pass judgments. And when the turn comes to live my own life, I was given a beautiful opportunity to do something, to realize this one and to make a difference in this world. But what I ended up doing was nothing, and only being a spectator, being a judge, passing judgments, being a critic to someone else's life. And since then, I've consciously tried to decide something what to watch on my flight and not keep looking at someone else's screen. But then again, we talk about Kankansya Shiksha, that every particle has something to teach. And if we are aware and if we live our lives being fully aware of what we are doing, how our mind is working, and we are fully aware of this nirankar and this every moment that we live, we would realize that there is so much that we can learn from the littlest of things, smallest of things have so much to offer. The biggest of life lessons, the biggest moments, the life-changing moments, the so-called life-changing moments can be inspired from the smallest of things. It's just about being aware. It's just about living while being aware. And this is what the Brahmgyan does. It makes me aware of my true identity in every moment. It tells me when I am not staying true to my true identity. And once this awareness comes in my life, it is impossible for me to go wrong. I read somewhere that once you truly love your own self, you can't harm anyone else. And this is what true love is. This is the love that every prophet has talked of. This is the love that every messenger of God has talked of. This is the love that Lord Buddha, Lord Jesus Christ, Guru Nanak Dev Ji, everyone who walked on this earth with the message of God talked of. That know your own self, know the God that you worship, and know what true love really means. It is not something that is imposed on me. It is not something I don't need to love because God is waiting for me to sin and then the God will punish me. If I'm loving because of that fear, I don't think it's possible for God to hold a gun on my head and make me love for much long, because all these reasons have somehow failed to keep us continuing loving. The generation that is coming up, it says that God is so judgmental, waiting for me to sin and then waiting to punish me. How come the God expects me to not judge? God is love. Love is God. This is the simple truth of life. And once we truly realize what true love is, once we truly realize who really am I, that is where I start to become love. So rather than loving, I end up becoming love. And then it's impossible for me to do anything else but love. So then again, loving my own self truly, if I end up achieving that state where I truly love my own self, I won't be able to harm anyone else. And in the end, this is what I pray to the Almighty, pray to the Sadhguru for, that may we all truly love our own selves so that this world becomes a place full of love to live in. Sense every love.